History of Karatraka. The village as we know it today dates back to the 19th century, when it sprang up as a result of the extension of the health spa that was to become one of the area's main tourist attractions. Tradition has it that it was a beggar, one Camisone, who first discovered the therapeutic properties of its waters. The balneario or spa is home to these curative waters, and this neoclassical building built from sandstone and marble stands in Kale Banias. It was built in the mid-19th century, 1847, in response to growing demand, and was inaugurated in its current form in 1855. It was extended using land belonging to the Count of Tetba, the father of Dona Eugenia de Montijo, which was ceded on the condition that his daughter would be granted the exclusive use of the bath, which still exists today. In any event, it would appear that Eugenia, who was the wife of Napoleon III, never used this bath or even visited the town for that matter. The curative powers of these waters has been scientifically proven, and they are particularly effective in the treatment of skin and mucus conditions, invalidating rheumatic, arthrosic and arthritic processes and disorders of the nervous system. Famous past figures who used these baths. However, there is far more on offer here than the spa alone, from the Bullring, the Palace of Mrs. Trinidad, now the Town Hall, and the church, to name but a few. The distinctive character of the people of Karatraka is apparent even in its architecture, whose volume and design marks it out from that of the rest of the region. So, for most of its history, the town's economy has been based on tourism, since the area's rugged terrain, part of the El Caparine, Agaras and Jarales mountain ranges, made agriculture difficult.